friends.
Well, as we move through December, with all the holidays included therein, I've been ruminating about baked goods, specifically cookies. Now, I'm sure some of my friends would use the word obsess, but this intrepid Chef Joan is nothing if not thorough when researching her segments. Anyway, I got to thinking about one of these most popular holiday gifts given this time of year, and I've entitled this segment, Ode to the Cookie. I wish I could tell you that I have a few perfect cookie recipes that I make every year without fail and that people are clamoring for my baked goods. But my mother did tell me that lying was bad, and after all, if I was perfect at everything, then it would just make other people feel bad. Fortunately for you, dear listeners, we are in no danger of that. Truth is, I'm much better at receiving cookies this time of year than I am at making them, preferring as I do to remain in the realm of the more savory cooking. If I were back in the New York of my childhood, I would be tearing into those gorgeous pink boxes from the Italian bakery down the street. You know the ones. They're tied with those wonderful little candy cane colored strings pulled from a large brass holder that hangs over the counter. Said pink boxes would be filled with almond crescents rolled in powdered sugar, delicious sugar ovals with raspberry jam in the middle, gorgeous little nuggets dipped in real dark chocolate, and those heavenly Venetian rainbow cookies, which are really more like little cakes. Oh gosh, I love those. And I haven't found anything like them on the West Coast. So I did a little research into cookies, and I thought it would be fun to share with you. Did you know that in the United States and Canada, a cookie is a small, flat baked treat, usually containing a fat, flour, eggs, and sugar? In most English-speaking countries outside North America, the most common word for this is a biscuit. In many regions, both terms are used, while in others, the two words have very different meanings. A cookie is a plain bun in Scotland, while in the United States, a biscuit is a kind of a quick bread similar to a scone. In the United Kingdom, a cookie is referred to as a biscuit, although some type of cookies maintain this name. Cookie-like hard wafers have existed for as long as baking has been documented, in part because they would travel very well, but they were usually not sweet enough to be considered cookies by modern standards. It appears they have their origins in 7th century Persia, shortly after the use of sugar became relatively common in the region. Then they spread to Europe through the Muslim conquest of Spain, and by the 14th century they were common in all levels of society throughout Europe, from royal cuisine to street vendors. Cookies came to America in the early English settlement during the 17th century, although the name kuekje arrived with the Dutch. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. This became anglicized to cookie. Among the popular early American cookies were the macaroon, gingerbread cookies, and of course, jumbles of various types. The most common modern cookie, given its style by the creaming of butter and sugar, was not common until the latter 18th century. And what about the type of cookies? Well, those are numerous. Drop cookies are made from a soft dough that is dropped by spoonfuls onto the baking sheet. Then during baking, the mounds of dough spread and flatten. These are like chocolate chip cookies, Toll House, or oatmeal raisin cookies. Refrigerator cookies, also known as icebox cookies, are made from a stiffer dough that's refrigerated to become even more stiff. The dough is typically shaped into cylinders and then are sliced into round cookies before baking. Molded cookies are also made from a stiffer dough that's molded into balls or cookie shapes by hand before baking. Examples of this are like snickerdoodles, peanut butter cookies, that sort of thing. And rolled cookies are made from a stiffer dough that's rolled out and cut into shapes with a cookie cutter. Gingerbread men are a perfect example of this. There are also press cookies, which are made from a soft dough that is extruded from a cookie press into various shapes before baking. There are a lot of European cookies that are a good example of this. Bar cookies consist of batter or other ingredients that are poured or pressed into a pan, sometimes in multiple layers, and cut into cookie-sized pieces after baking. In British English, these bar cookies are known as tray bakes. And finally, sandwich cookies are those that are rolled or pressed and assembled as a sandwich with a sweet filling. Fillings may include marshmallow, jam, or icing. The Oreo cookie is made of two chocolate cookies with a vanilla icing filling. So there you have it, just a little primer on the cookie. For those of you who do love to bake during the holidays, please consider this a hearty invitation from all of us to jump right in. Those who don't bake very often are waiting for you. Oh, and if by chance you have a few extra, just bring them by the station here in Everett. I'll make sure they find a good home. Thanks for listening. I'm Joan Autry with Tutti a Tavola, All to the Table Cooking School, where you can get your PhD in delicious.